Chapter 6. The Real Passion Story of Christ. Whether he was curing the sick, making the lame walk, or the blind see, he was constantly preaching. He had only a few run-ins with the Sanhedrin. They tried at first to ignore him, feeling as if he was just another fanatic like John the Baptist. But as his popularity grew, and the synagogues began to be empty, they became more alarmed. This came from two motives. One, they were losing money. And two, they didn't want to make the Romans angry, not only because they had their own gods, but because they wanted to separate themselves from the fact that, after all, he was a Jew. And they were afraid they would be blamed for his words that went against Judaic teaching. In all deference, let's understand that this religion had already existed and flourished for hundreds of years and gave birth to great kings and great religious beliefs for the time. Here they sat, the lawmakers and judges of the Judaic faith, with this new prophet, so to speak, who threatened the fiber of their established religion. The Romans, at the same time, became somewhat nervous, because wherever he went, huge crowds gathered, and this could spell insurrection. The Jewish people, sadly, have had to bear the brunt of crucifying Christ. But we didn't live then, and if our establishment was threatened, or we had never heard him, how do we know what we would have done? Both Jews and Romans have to take the blame, as it were, because they both had a hand in his crucifixion, which, by the way, was the favorite Roman means of execution at that time. Later on, to the Romans, it became burning at the stake or a means of entertainment such as throwing criminals to wild animals. But at that time, the Roman norm was crucifixion, just as the Jewish norm was stoning to death. Let's also not forget Jesus had to go through this to fulfill the prophecies that would culminate in his supposed death. It was out of this martyrdom that his teachings would live on. Let's be logical. His teachings were vying against the long-standing religions of Hinduism, Buddhism, Judaism, and the all-powerful Romans, as well as other religions that were minor but popular. No one knew anything of this new monotheistic religious philosophy of a gentle, loving, and all-forgiving God. Most Eastern religions don't have a personal God as such, or they have many deities. The Judaic religion had one God, but he was unreachable, harsh, unforgiving, and sometimes very frightening. So there appears on the stage of life a man who is trying to set the record straight, and he might well be ignored and forgotten unless his exit were dramatic. Let's face it, the world seems to love martyrs. Yet here is where there is a big hole in the prophecies. The Savior was supposed to come and free the Jews. He was to be a king with wealth and, much like Moses, was to free them from oppression and lead them in their promised land. Christ came to show them how to be free in their souls and how to correct and live their lives so they could truly live in the promised land of the kingdom of God, the other side. Christ did neither, and yet he did both. Does that sound confusing? Some of the messianic prophecies pertaining to the Savior, and there are reputedly over 300, are: the Jewish Savior was to be from the lineage of David. Christ fulfilled that. The Savior was to be born of a virgin, a misinterpreted and man-made prophecy to deflect the influence of other religions. Christ supposedly fulfilled that. The Savior was to be heralded by a messenger of God, John the Baptist. Jesus fulfilled that. He would perform miracles. Jesus fulfilled that. He would preach good news. Jesus fulfilled that. He would enter Jerusalem as a king riding a donkey. Christ fulfilled that. He would die a humiliating and painful death. Christ supposedly fulfilled that. His hands and feet would be pierced. Jesus fulfilled that. His executioners would cast lots for his clothing. Evidently fulfilled. None of his bones would be broken in his execution. Christ fulfilled that. His side would be pierced. Jesus fulfilled that. He would die with the wicked and be buried in a rich man's tomb. Christ supposedly fulfilled that. He would be born in Bethlehem. Jesus fulfilled that. He would come out of Egypt. Christ fulfilled that. And on it goes. Most of these messianic prophecies from the Old Testament are very vague in nature and can be ascribed or not ascribed to Jesus depending upon interpretation. One of the main prophecies of the Savior was to bring world peace. Christ did not do that.